Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy ho, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of January, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. What does a bigger battery, removable SSD, and LTE all come together and involve? Well, that's all part of the Microsoft's new Surface Pro 7 Plus. That's right, Microsoft has updated its Surface Pro line. However, though, if you're wanting the Pro 7 Plus model, yeah, that's only going to be available for businesses and schools. Though, it has to be said, the design and the screen outside actually remain the same as the Surface Pro 7. It's the internals that are kind of nice to see, including Intel's latest 11th generation processor, on top of everything I told you about at the first of the story. It is nice also to see LTE back on the thing, which actually has disappeared since 2015. But LTE is all you're going to get if you're looking for 5G. Nah, not this year. Or at least not this month. There are a bit of rumors there'll probably be a reboot of the model sometime later in the year that actually will have 5G connectivity and more than likely be available for the average consumer. But if you can't wait and you want to try and get a hold of a model, prices start at around $1,149. Do you think there's enough smartwatches on the market already? Well, if you do, too bad, I got bad news for you. Here comes another one. The folks over at Fossil, yeah, you know, the ones that actually make watches, have announced their fifth generation LTE smartwatch. And even though it looks all nice and shiny and new, it's the same old damn processor underneath. Of course, Fossil's Generation 5 smartwatch, based on the old Wear OS platform. Meaning all the same features pretty much act the same way they did before. And yeah, you did hear me say before, Qualcomm Snapdragon 3100 processor, yeah, it's the same one in the new model. Though, if you've been looking at a Fossil smartwatch, don't let that sway you. Should be more than enough to handle Wear OS's software. And that's probably the reason why they didn't change it. Of course, on top of LTE, you get your sensors for heart rate. Of course, GPS is built right in. Not to mention, you feel like taking a swim? Well, apparently it's waterproof also. Price, you gotta say too, pretty attractive, starting at $349. But won't be available till sometime in the spring of this year. And it looks like Verizon stores in the US will have the first crack at it. More storage. SanDisk and Western Digital have heard our cries. Now their portable SSD drives double their capacities up to 4 terabytes now, meaning absolutely fantastic if you need the extra space and absolutely sucks if it fails. Though, at least being the fact that these are solid state, they're less likely to do that than those old drives. Now the 4 terabyte SanDisk Extreme Pro portable SSD will actually have read and write speeds that max out at about 2,000 megabytes. And as far as how much cash you'll be out, well, about $750. The Western Digital 4TB Game Drive SSD will also give you the same read and write speeds at the same price. However, though, their drive, they're saying, is super durable. In fact, it would survive backpacking up in the wilderness, at least according to Western Digital. And finally, are you so high class now you can't pour your own wine and you need a robot to do it for you? Well, Samsung is here to help you out. Yep, one of the great things that always gets unveiled at CES that we never hear of again will probably be this product. Nonetheless, though, Samsung is working on a robot that will actually pick up the laundry off the floor. Usually, you know, for us men out there that just love to, you know, well, you get the idea. If you hate loading the dishwasher, hell, it'll do this thing too. Set the table and pour your damn wine. And apparently, we'll be able to recognize objects using the camera, of course, and, yes, you guessed it, artificial intelligence. Samsung says they want this robot to be an extension of you. You know, things you probably could do on your own, but, yeah, why not? Let's just be lazy. Now, as far as showcasing at CES, yeah, we've only seen video, and chances are the thing actually isn't existing in the video. In fact, Samsung actually is saying that it's in development currently, so there's no price or release window just yet. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And join our lovely BTN community at our Slack room, where there's always so much fun going on at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your week is starting out great for you. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.